Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What's going on in this body? Where you have Freedom Works, Heritage, Chip Roy, and Jim Jordan say something's conservative, and these folks say it's not, and they're right. And all of a sudden, my phone keeps sending text messages. Text messages saying, hey, give me money. Oh, look at that. Oh, look, give me money. I filed the motion to vacate. Using official actions to raise money. It's disgusting. It's what's disgusting about Washington.
And when it comes to how those raise money, I take no lecture on asking patriotic Americans to weigh in and contribute to this fight from those who would grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and special interests who own our leadership, who have, oh, boo all you want, who have hollowed out this town and have borrowed against the future of our future generations. I'll be happy to fund my political operation through the work of hardworking Americans, $10 and $20 and $30 at a time, and you all keep showing up at the lobbyist fundraisers and see how that goes for you. I reserve.
Boo all you want. Yeah, this is a long simmering issue with Matt and the rest of the GOP because they have all of these, you know, fundraising things, and they had, you know, there's like phone banks that the Republicans and the Democrats, you have to go to the phone banks and raise so much money in order to qualify for getting like your matching funds from the party or to get party donations. There's this whole system of fundraising separate from the operations of government and separate even from the ordinary political campaigning. And Matt just doesn't play. He doesn't do this. He doesn't need the money. He's got, you know, donor base in, you know, in place, and he doesn't take, he's often bragged about how he doesn't take a lot of the PAC money or any of the PAC money. I think it's any, if I remember correctly. And so this is a sore spot for a lot of Republicans who wanted to get angry at him or wanted to raise the fact that he was sending out emails, or at least his office was sending out emails while this was going on, fundraising on it. And, you know, they were angry, and he's like, well, look, I'm fundraising on the things that matter to my constituents. The people that think I'm doing a good job are going to respond to this. I don't understand the issue. But, you know, even Kevin McCarthy in his grousy resignation speech, which I don't know why he had to give a resignation speech, but he did. He even brought it up in that environment and said, you know, Matt Gaetz is just all about getting the attention.
You all know Matt Gaetz. It all was about getting attention from you. I mean, we're getting email fundraisers from him as he's doing it. Join in quickly. That's not governing. That's not becoming of a member of Congress.
Is it more becoming of a member of Congress to go down to the secret phone banks away from the cameras and beg donors for money for, I mean, you know, Matt's not hiding anything. He's sending out emails while it's happening. I don't know. It's just, you know, you can disagree with the methodology, but at least he does it in the open. Everybody else is very not so excited about talking about how they raise their money. And as far as, you know, like who's the conservative? And listen, I really think it's not quite right to say that Matt Gaetz is a conservative. I think it's more appropriate to say he's a libertarian. Because you know, the difference between libertarian and conservative has to do with social issues. Both of them want smaller government, more restrained spending, less interference by the government in business and economic matters. Libertarians and conservatives agree about that. Both want gun rights. They agree about that. Typically, conservatives and libertarians also agree about the issue of abortion because, at least insofar as libertarians who believe that a fetus is a baby or perhaps a pre-human still deserving of some kind of protection, they agree about that. Where conservatives and libertarians disagree the most has to do with things like, you know, personal lifestyle choices, sexuality, drug use, that kind of stuff. Libertarians are more in favor of, you know, liberalization, legalization, whereas conservatives are more restrictive. And on social issues, you know, like, for example, you know, LGBT issues and or, you know, drug use or at least marijuana use, Matt's always been much more of a libertarian than a conservative. And so, I don't know, you know, who's the real conservative in the crowd? Well, you know, you can say that you favor fiscal restraint and responsibility, but then if you go keep voting for these giant omnibus packages and or not even, and you just vote for continuing resolutions and avoiding real fiscal responsibility, well, you know, talk versus actions, right? We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And watching a couple of things you want to be aware of this morning. One in Car City, looks like Highway 29 and W Street, right near the Kia Autosport. Slow northbound on 29 after an accident this morning. A couple accidents on Highway 90. One is in Pace, just in front of the Starbucks, past the Tom Thumb, and slowing things down in the right lane. And another accident on 90 at the other side of downtown Milton near 87, showing an accident and very slow around that intersection of 90 and 87. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So the critics were trying to make I coached and I also judged debates when I was in high school and then in college. And, you know, I'm trained as a logician, right? My background is as a philosopher. So for those who don't know, okay, I taught ethics and intro to philosophy and logic and critical thinking for 10 years before I went into radio. So that's my background. So I'm pretty well trained to recognize when people have substantial arguments to make and when they're putting up smoke. And I will tell you that the Republicans in support of Kevin McCarthy yesterday, it was an awful lot of smoke. It was an awful lot of smoke. And even, you know, they kept talking about this is all for clicks and this is all for notoriety, and which are all variants of an ad hominem attack, instead of dealing with the substantive issues that Matt Gaetz and his folks were saying that they wanted. Kevin Armstrong from North Dakota got called in yesterday for the closing argument. Okay, here's what he said.
Let's be clear why we're here. Because the incentive structure in this town is completely broken. We no longer value loyalty, integrity, competence, or collaboration. Instead, we have descended to a place where clicks, TV hits, and the never-ending quest for the most mediocre taste of celebrity drives decisions and encourages juvenile behavior that is so far beneath this esteemed body.
That is a great ad hominem attack, completely unrelated to anything that's going on in the chamber yesterday.
I will stand here with...
By great, I mean it's illegitimate, in case you're not clear. It's a wonderful distraction. It's fun. It's awesome smoke, okay?
I will stand here with our speaker, with our leader, that the overwhelming majority of our Congress supports. And you need to look no further than where the opponents are sitting today in this chamber. They're not over here. They're over there.
So the fact that he was sitting on the Democrat side giving the speech, that's a big deal. I heard that from Guy Benson yesterday in the afternoon, that, you know, which is, by the way, it's wonderful that we have. I love Dave Ramsey, but I love the decision that was made for us to go to having live folks in the, you know, all day long talking about politics, so that when things like this are happening, our station is covering it as it's happening. You know, kudos to Bobby Rossi for pushing for that, and for some of the other folks here for agreeing to it. And, you know, I love listening to him yesterday talk about that. I was captivated on the radio listening to it. But I thought he was wrong. Because he was making a big deal. Look, he's sitting on the wrong side. He's sitting with the Democrats. And what does that have to do with anything?
The gentleman from Florida is recognized with 3 minutes remaining.
To be clear, I tried to get one of the three podiums on the Republican side, and y'all wouldn't let me have them, so he sent me over here.
Okay. I mean, what's so he was forced over? You know, whatever.
But you know what? I'll make this argument at any desk in this building, from the well, from the chair. I'll make it a street corner in this country that Washington must change. We have to break the cycle. We have to break the fever. And I would hope, truly, that the reforms that we are fighting for are reforms that would last and be embraced and that would democratize power in this institution beyond the privileged few who back us up against shutdown politics and Christmases and deadlines in order to achieve their objectives.
Yeah, create a crisis, use the crisis to get the result you want, and then wait until the next crisis so you can use the crisis to get what you want. I mean, yeah, he's right.
Mr. Speaker, high inflation is on the verge of bankrupting American families. Our economy is breaking in half. A typical American family can't afford to buy a house in 99% of U.S. counties. Inflation is stealing more than $700 a month from working Americans, nearly $9,000 a year. Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and he has failed to take a stand where it matters. So if he won't, I will.
And he did, and they had the vote, and Kevin McCarthy is out. And Kevin McCarthy says he will not run for Speaker again. He could, but he will not run again. So we're going to get somebody else. I don't know if it's going to be Steve Scalise as one. Frankly, Steve Scalise would be like, that'd be the person I would pick. That would be great to have him in as the Speaker. Other people don't want the job. We'll see who winds up getting it. There's about four or five people who are sort of on the, you know, most likely short list for winding up getting this job. In a week when they all come back from, you know, recess, vacation, cool down period. Jim Jordan, I think it's unlikely that Jim Jordan would get it, but I think he'd be a great speaker as well. Tom Cole, even though Tom Cole was running the debate in defense of Kevin McCarthy, you know, he would be fine. Tom Emmer, I don't know him at all. And Elise Stefanik, another, she's fourth in line in the GOP order. So, you know, she was the one that basically got Liz Cheney knocked out of leadership because of Cheney's criticisms of former President Trump. So there's a lot of possibilities here. If you make me pick, I pick either Jim Jordan or Steve Scalise, both good, serious conservatives who would make a big difference in how they run the House. It was weird. They were championing all the great successes of Kevin McCarthy in the 9 months he was in office. And I'm sitting there to myself thinking, what were they again? I mean, even he, when he got, or not even, maybe it wasn't him, but, oh, yeah, no, later in the postgame when he was giving his speech, he said the big things he's proud of is they opened up the Capitol. That's good. That's good. Okay. They got the parental bill of rights passed. Yeah, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate, so what's the accomplishment? And border security, got that bill passed, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate, so what's the accomplishment? Like, your big wins are you didn't get any bills passed? Like, it's weird to say, right? 621 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival is coming October 4th through the 8th. Over 19 different venues and over 100 songwriters playing the songs they wrote and the stories behind each song. A full weekend of listening to writers like Thompson Square. Are you gonna kiss me all night? Grammy winner Jim Moose Brown. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Andy Griggs, Jamie O'Neill, and many more. The Pensacola Beach Songwriters Festival, October 4th through the 8th. Get more at PensacolaBeachSongwritersFestival.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, save 35% on New South Windows products and installation.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
It's been a really, really messed up week. 7 days of torture, 7 days of bitter, and my girlfriend went and cheated on me. She's a California dime, but it's time for me to quit her. La, 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 whatever. La, la. It doesn't matter, la, 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 oh well, la, 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 we're going at it tonight.
You know, there's a long list of Tommy Tommy Lee Jones. I'm like, Tommy Jones, that's not right. Tommy Lee Jones movies that you could pick from as your favorite.
It does sound weird to call him Tommy Jones.
I know, right? Yeah, Tom Jones, the lounge singer slash actor.
Here we go, Fugitive. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's up, Harrison? But that's one of my favorites. That is a really, really great movie.
Fugitive is great. Oh, yeah, I got dragged to that, and it was like, oh my God, it's so good.
Can I tell you, also, fun note, I was watching that over the weekend, as you might guess, and Jane Lynch.
She's in it?
She's got a cameo in that. Well, it's not quite a cameo. She's got a couple of lines later, but early, she's one of the doctors.
Oh, wow. It's like that defending weird to find him. People you know,
I know.
Now that
and that's like
this,
15
right.
years before Glee or whatever. It was like her fourth credit ever on IMDb, and I'm like, oh.
Christopher Guest is in Death Wish as one of the cops.
No.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Wow.
It's weird. It's weird. It's like, oh, yep.
There it is.
Who's my little guitar player? Wow. All right.
Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Yes, I do. Another accident on 90, the other side of downtown Milton near 87. There's two accidents, both real close together. Slow westbound on 90 around that intersection. And, of course, slow southbound on 87. And then Highway 29 and W Street near Kia Autosport. Now slow southbound on 29 at westbound on W Street. So be careful there wherever you are. And if you have those traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The Biden administration is forgiving another $9 billion in student loan debts. The forgiveness applies to 125,000 borrowers who've been on income-driven repayment plans. Five people have been injured after a shooting last night at Morgan State University in Baltimore. University police there were on a routine patrol when they heard gunfire, found four men and one woman with non-life-threatening injuries. So far, they say there's no suspect in custody in that case. And apparently, last month was the hottest September recorded on Earth. Climate scientists say the planet's average temperature last month beat the previous September record by 9/10 of a degree Fahrenheit, more than half a degree Celsius.
All right. Very good. David, thanks so much for the update. 627, News Radio 92.3. If you're 64 years old, turning 65, pay attention because you're going to switch over onto Medicare and you might have questions. It's very normal. It's a, you know, kind of a shift in how you've ever done the funding for your health insurance, right? And the programs and how that all works. And you have questions about supplement and what is Advantage and how do prescription drugs work? And does Medicaid apply to me and all that? Listen, it can be confusing, especially because you might be getting pressure phone calls or letters making it feel like it's a way bigger deal than it is. It's not that big of a deal. But just give my friend Ricky Stewart a call. She's been doing insurance for a long time. Her whole family does it. This is the part that she does. I've known her as long as I've lived here. If I were 64, so in 12 years, I'll give her a call and be like, hey, this is what we need to do. And she'll take care of me as she's taken care of many of you and always sends me these, I talked to this person today and they were great. And I talked to this person. You know, that's fantastic. So Ricky Stewart Insurance, look her up online or 341-2185. A lot of texts coming in about the whole speaker issue with Matt Gaetz. Let's see, where were they? Some person texted me and said, actually a good friend texted me and said, Donald Trump for Speaker of the House? And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. But didn't Matt propose him in January in one of the endless 15 rounds of whatever?
Is that a possibility? Do they have to be?
Oh, anybody. No, anybody could be Speaker.
So like you could be Speaker of the House?
I just had a moment. Sorry.
How cool is that?
That was unpleasant. Yeah.
So Jeff Bergosh could be Speaker of the House.
He could. That's an equally
I would
kind of
love
moment.
That. That's me.
Well, he wouldn't have any time to write fan fiction, would he? anyway, well, where did that come from? So somebody else says, I wish it didn't have to come to this. But, this is a long text. I wish I didn't have to come to this, but I have to agree with the action Matt Gaetz and other conservative Republicans took today. Spending style has to change. $33 trillion in debt. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of the point. On the other hand, somebody says Trump and the people that are with him are going to burn down the whole GOP if they can't get their way in 2024. And I get that concern, too. I do. I understand that concern. 437-1620. What else do we have going on? Speaking of former President Trump, the man knows how to run a circus. Let's just put it that way. He knows how to get your attention. So he is now saying about the debates, which he's not going to be in the third debate, okay? He's not only not going to be in it, but he says the Republican Party shouldn't even have these debates. It's stupid to have these debates without me. You're just wasting time, frittering away attention from the real issue of beating Joe Biden. Maybe primaries and caucuses are not decided by polls taken 6 months ahead of time. Maybe they're determined by actual participants in the caucus or in the, you know, the vote in the primary. And maybe those people like to see what are the alternatives before they make up their mind based on the people that they don't know that much about. I mean, one possible alternative to the Trump worldview of stop distracting from me, I'm the winner ahead of time. I think the Democrats, same problem. I think that them not having debates, not letting people challenge Biden is a mistake. Democracy thrives on alternatives and letting people answer for their decisions and having to put up with enduring those questions and insults if they will.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Now former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he loved every minute. He's the first ever speaker voted out.
I believe I can continue to fight, maybe in a different manner. I will not run for speaker again. I'll have the conference pick somebody else.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz led the effort, joined by seven other Republicans.
I believe that we were destined to lose the House if we didn't do what we did today because we didn't give anyone something to believe in.
96% of Republicans voted to keep McCarthy as speaker, not enough without help from any Democrats. Five people, four students, are shot at Morgan State University in Baltimore, all expected to survive. It happened outside as students were walking to a homecoming event.
We all tried to just get out the way. Everybody tried to get out, lay down, run, whatever you could.
He says his friend was one of the five people shot. No suspects are identified or in custody. There was a campus lockdown for about 4 hours as police went room to room looking for suspects, and classes are canceled today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 68 degrees. Partly cloudy skies this morning. Still a little bit hazy today. Of course, we do have an air quality alert or air quality advisory. That's in effect until 7 o'clock this morning here for about another half hour. Apparently that's caused by Canadian wildfire smoke that's made its way into our area through a high-pressure system in the Atlantic. Well, there was a little bit of drama yesterday in the House of Representatives, ultimately the chamber siding with Northwest Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz voting to remove Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker in a 216 to 210 vote.
What paralyzed the House of Representatives was not taking up appropriations bills. We left for a six-week vacation while the appropriations process hung in the balance. And because I forced these people to take a few votes, you think I'm paralyzing the House of Representatives?
And Gaetz says that McCarthy did not live up to the agreement he made with conservative Republicans when he became the House Speaker last January. A 62-year-old Milton man has died after crashing into a tree. That happened last night on State Road 87. Florida Highway Patrol says the man lost control of his SUV, ran off the right side of the road, and hit the tree. He was ejected from the vehicle, which then caught on fire. That man died at the scene of that crash yesterday. Plans for a police substation on Pensacola's north side are continuing on. Mayor D.C. Reeves says it is important for officers that work beats on the north side to be able to have a more convenient location to report into.
They've got body cam footage, if they've got different things that where they would be all the way up near Creighton Road or further north of that, and then having to come all the way back downtown, that's a lot of time spent that would normally be out, you know, working through those neighborhoods and having additional police presence that's being spent in transit.
And Reeves says the city is currently working to put a substation in the area of North 9th Avenue and Creighton Road. He says right now they're getting close to finding a location and getting that substation up and running. He's hoping to be able to release more details on that in the next couple of weeks. After almost 30 years, the final unidentified victim of the Smiley Face serial killer was identified yesterday as Suzanne Schellenberg. She was 34 years old back in 1994 when she met Keith Jesperson.
He picked her up at a truck stop in Tampa and brought her up to the Panhandle. We don't know exactly where this happened, but he describes it as a rest area. He describes brutally on how he killed her.
That is Okaloosa County Sheriff Eric Aiden. And Jesperson said that the woman was in his truck and began screaming, so he strangled her with a zip tie. Authorities said she'd been beaten and raped before her body was dumped near Holt. The woman had been unidentified for nearly 30 years since that murder. Her identity was finally confirmed when the District 1 Medical Examiner's Office submitted DNA for genetic genealogy testing earlier this year. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing out there? A
couple of accidents in Milton. This is on Highway 90, right near 87, as I understand. So use caution in that area, certainly, and it does look like it's blocked both westbound on 90 and very slow southbound on 87. So maybe avoid that area if you can. And then Highway 29 and North W Street near the Kia Autosport, slow southbound on 29 and westbound on W Street. So caution there and wherever you are. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. Be careful on the roads. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A beautiful day in store today with plenty of sunshine. High today near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. Partly cloudy skies on Thursday with a high near 88. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Nice weather does continue Friday with a small chance of a stray shower, keeping rain chance at 10%. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 88. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 68 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 63 in Milton. And again, a little bit hazy outside. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashenka with Your Money Now. Senators Marsha Blackburn and Richard Blumenthal are seeking information about TikTok's executive transfers from ByteDance, its China-based parent company. In a letter sent to TikTok, the Republican and Democrat inquired about the relationship, including whether TikTok disclosed recent personnel moves to the U.S. government. The Wall Street Journal says since the start of the year, the high-profile executives who transferred from ByteDance to TikTok have taken on some of the top jobs in TikTok's money-making operations. You, an everyday investor, will soon be able to own a cut of Shrek music royalties. Starting tomorrow, customers of investing platform Public will be able to purchase a slice of the rights to the score of the Shrek film franchise and receive quarterly payouts. The royalty payouts will fluctuate depending on content consumption. The catalog earns money every time the Shrek movies are streamed or aired on TV and when the music plays on a theme park ride. On Wall Street, features pointing to a lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. The candidates, the primaries, is it fiction or fact? Inflation, recession, buying power, we lack.
Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world.
There's only one.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Feel it up. Feel it up. Feel it up.
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
And I apologize if I don't have all of my facts together, but I heard over the radio this morning that there was a recommendation by the Environmental Advisory Board to actually do a grant program for the underserved area. But it would be preferable if they did it in neighborhoods that were wealthier, because they took care of the trees and it would be less costly for the city.
You remember us talking about this last week? This is Mary Williams, who is a local civil rights attorney, and she was at the Pensacola City Council meeting on Thursday. That was me she was talking about. She heard it on, because I don't think anybody else has covered this issue. But she was talking about hearing on the radio how the arborist in the city of Pensacola had said that if we're going to invest tree planting trust fund money in neighborhoods, we have the choice between neighborhoods that are ready to go, that have organizations and are invested in it and will take care of it, so that costs us less money in the long run, versus neighborhoods that don't have those things. Typically, that's better off neighborhoods versus not better off neighborhoods. And let's be smart with our money. Let's get more tree for our buck and let's help those ones out. Now, Mary Williams was very concerned about what sounded like an economic injustice to her, the idea of, you know, putting money that's supposed to be for poor neighborhoods into wealthy neighborhoods.
So the money that is supposedly to go in this grant program to underserved neighborhoods, mostly the poor, economically deprived neighborhoods, would really go, would do better or be widely used and appreciated by the wealthier neighborhoods.
And that was what I was saying, and that was my understanding of what the arborist was saying as well. So she was raising, you know, like she was listening to what the arborist said over the radio from when I played the clips and my interpretation, and then she was going to city council and say, what gives? You know, how dare you? You know, and I remember I said this at the time. I said, I hope he doesn't get in trouble for this, and I hope this doesn't cause drama. Well, you know, the good news is we informed a citizen who decided to take it upon herself to go to city council to raise an issue, which is what this show is supposed to be in terms of getting people informed so they know better what's going on in the community. Unfortunately, I think I failed, okay? I will take some responsibility for this. I failed to distinguish between the two different kinds of funding that we were talking about. And Jen Brer, I thought, did a really good job of explaining that, city councilwoman Jen Brer.
There's $1 million grant that the city has just secured for poor or less served, underserved communities for a tree canopy. That's in play. As a matter of fact, a lot of these neighborhoods right here that are applying for this grant would not be eligible for that. The city is undertaking that completely by themselves.
So you have the $1 million grant for the underserved areas. That's separate from the tree planting trust fund money that's from fines and penalties, and when you cut and clear areas, you have to put money into to replace the trees that you're taking out. And it was tree planting trust fund money that's going to go to these neighborhood organizations that are coming to them and saying, hey, we have a plan. Here's what we want to do. And also, it's going to be a lot less expensive for us. And basically what she says is, we set this plan up and they are eligible. They came forward. It would be dumb of us to say no to them. What the arborist was explaining was about the leverage advantage you get in producing money for trees that go into the better off areas. And I mean, he's right. Okay. But of course, what Mary Williams is frustrated about is it seems like I don't understand why this is not available to those people. And we shouldn't be helping wealthy people with poor person's grants.
So the money that is supposedly to go in this grant program to underserved neighborhoods, mostly the poor, economically deprived neighborhoods, would do better or be widely used and appreciated by the wealthier.
No, I think that's the one I just played. I apologize for that. But she was, and again, this is partially my fault for not clarifying between the two programs. And I don't think I understood it that well. So I'm glad that Jen Brer did explain this better. But still, there is a truth in it, in the idea that if you've got this much money and you've got this neighborhood over here where they've got time, interest, willingness, ability, you get a better return for your investment if you invest in trees over there rather than in areas that don't have that. Now, what's interesting is that Charles Baer, city councilman, said that he heard the arborist comments, and I'm I would say there's probably a 50% chance that he heard me talking about this as well, but that's not, he didn't mention. I'm just saying, you know, I know a lot of them listen to the show. And so he thought that what the arborist comments said, he thought they were kind of weird, you know, too, and raised his kind of hairs on his neck.
On Monday, I heard some very interesting comments made by our arborist related to how we were going to spend the tree planting trust fund dollars. I think it's very important we say tree planting trust fund. And it was brought up by Ms. Williams, actually. And I rewatched it today just to kind of get the gist of what he said about how we're going to spend these funds.
And his concern, remember what I said, I hope he doesn't get in trouble. I hope he doesn't get in trouble for the, because I appreciated the honesty. I appreciated the analysis. I thought he was, what he was saying made a lot of sense.
I don't know if he was confused or not, but it almost to me seemed like kind of reverse discrimination. What he was saying, in essence, is that the city was going to put trees where people didn't have buy-in into doing it. So what he was implying when he said economically depressed areas is that people in economically depressed areas don't care about trees. They don't care about their neighborhoods, which I think is wrong. And I've never heard that as a criteria for allocating funds from the tree planting trust fund.
I'm not saying he was saying they don't care. Just if you compare on a side by side, where's a better investment because of a variety of factors. But I mean, there was some hint of that. Okay, there was some hint of that. And I don't think it's, look, if a thing is true, a thing is true. It's like defamation and slander and libel. You know, the truth is always enough. And, you know, is it true that people in general, in the aggregate, are less attentive to their landscaping in poorer neighborhoods as opposed to wealthy? I mean, well, what's the other explanation? You know what I mean? Like, I think that's not, you can't really argue with that. Is that enough to make a difference in where you plant trees? Maybe not. But, you know, I thought what the arborist was saying made an awful lot of sense. It was very honest, I thought, about what goes on. We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida at freshfromflorida.com. And as we take a look, it looks like Highway 90 and 87 is where the main problem is right now. It's blocked both westbound and eastbound on 90 and then southbound on 87. So use caution there. Fresh from Florida, ask for Fresh from Florida by name and look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo at local grocery stores near you. Join the Fresh from Florida Club, freshfromflorida.com. I guess it's northbound. I'm sorry, northbound 87, right there at that intersection. And again, maybe avoid that if you can. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local. Tree justice.
Tree equity.
Economic injustice.
That's right.
No.
So here's the thing. Jared Moore also had comments about this. A city council member, Jared Moore, saying,
certainly familiar with the first kind of pilot program we had through East Pensacola Heights. That's a D4 neighborhood, and I can't say enough good things about that neighborhood association. It rose up during the pandemic, centered on the issue of trees in their neighborhood and wanted to reinforce the canopy in any way that they could. To hear the success that we've had in that neighborhood through that initial pilot program is it's inspiring and it's impressive. And I think it's worth acknowledging publicly.
By the way, the program he's talking about, I think, is the one they were saying has like a 96, I'm going on memory here, really high percentage of the trees that get planted survive over time, which is great.
That's citizens proactively volunteering their time, utilizing their expertise to partner with the city towards a shared goal.
And look, it's a question of, you know, limited resources, scarce resources, right? The Tree Planting Trust Fund has only so much money. We have these organizations that have a proven track record of putting trees in that last. They happen to be in nicer neighborhoods because they have neighborhood associations and interest and time and whatever they have. But let's invest in where we know it's going to work. That's what the argument is, okay? Also, there's this $1 million grant to invest in trees in the poorer neighborhoods. And it's going to, you know, get us fewer trees than it would, but it's only for those areas. So, duh, we're going to put it over there as well. So I get what Mary Williams was upset about. I think probably part of that is my fault that I didn't explain the two programs very well. I think she got her question answered. And based on the both sources of information, we might be having a different conversation if it was only Tree Planting Trust Fund. But, you know, it's, I think it's almost imprudent, almost, you know, it's squandering a resource if you know that planting it in less well-off neighborhoods is mostly not going to work. It'd be a waste of money to put it in there, especially with the scarce resource of the Tree Planting Trust Fund. On the other hand, if you got $1 million, it can only go into those areas. Maybe that's also somewhat wasted money, but it is federal money that we don't, you know, we basically have the choice to accept with their terms, and so let's try it. you know, so you can't really blame him for using it that way. So just interesting conversation, and, you know, I appreciate Mary Williams, and I appreciate her taking these questions and clearing some of this up as well. I really hope the arborist doesn't get in trouble. 6:50 on, because I loved his comments. I thought they were so, you know, forthright, and I always appreciate when people tell the truth. 6:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have a need to get that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality, almost new cars. You know, cars that are a year or two, maybe 3 years old, low miles, great condition. Just fantastic service. They will take care of you before, during, and honestly, after the sale. That's one of the things that I've always found the most amazing about them is the way they treat you after. Typically, used cars like, see ya. You know, at Frontier is like, come back. You know, we want to see you again. If there's a problem, let us know. We'll take care of it. And I mean, for me, you know, like I've told the story 1,000 times, but Calvin, our sales guy, called me 6 months after we bought the car and asked me if there was anything he needed to fix on it. I'm like, what? I've never heard of this before, but okay. No, it's fine. What are you doing? So a year he called me after we bought the Odyssey, and he's like, is there anything that's not perfect on the car? And I'm like, well, one of the keys, physical keys, doesn't work. The fobs are fine. We'll never need it. And he says, oh, bring it in. We'll fix it for you. And okay, so 20 minutes later, I had a new key, and that was it. A year after I bought a car. I mean, who does that? Well, Frontier does that. Because they stand by their product. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what that sound means? FSU playing Virginia Tech, and you get to win tickets right now. A pair of tickets to Saturday's game at Doak Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee. All you got to do is be caller number 2 right now, 437-1620. I don't go for like 12 or 15. I just like to give the fast people a reward. Caller number 2, 437-1620. Win tickets to FSU this weekend against Virginia Tech.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored in part by Data Revolution, the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes the AFSIA TechNet CyberCoast track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wired.com for tickets and event information.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
Ella le gusta la gasolina.
I end up working in a gas station.
I can't drive 55.
National average for a gallon of gas is 378. Florida's 352. Mississippi is the best in the land at 321. California's, look at that, 597. They're just under $6 a gallon. just kidding. Went back down. 318 east of the Walmart, 317 west of the Walmart in Navarre and Tiger Point, 314 at the Murphy and across from the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, 339 in Gulf Breeze proper, 323 at the CEFCO in Milton, 319 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and then 323 at the Circle K and the Raceway going through Pace. If you're in Pensacola on 9 Mile 307 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market, 309 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart, on the let's say on US 29, and then coming in from the southwest side, 317 at the Murphy on Navy. 655 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives. I know she's in the middle of handling all the contest entries.
That's true, so. And congratulations to Mike from Pensacola, who picked up these FSU Virginia Tech tickets. Nice job.
Outstanding.
Watching 87 and 90 in Milton, and slow northbound, of course, on 87, and both east and westbound on 90 after an accident this morning. 437-1620, if you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text it in, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Kevin McCarthy says he will not be running again for House Speaker. He spoke last night after being ousted from his position. McCarthy says he does not have any regrets in passing that spending bill over the weekend. Cell phone alarms are going to be buzzing this afternoon. The federal government conducting the nationwide EAS test. That's being done by FEMA and the FCC, and that'll happen at about 1:20 this afternoon.
Oh, are you sure it's just an EAS test and it's not the aliens or the government trying to take over your phone or the Chinese
or
cover for some thermonuclear incident?
If you were aliens and you wanted to invade under the cloak of secrecy, 1:20 this afternoon would be the time to do it, right?
It's great cover for all kinds
of... absolutely
is.
Remember, like, last year? I thought it was nuclear war.
I know.
We're all going to die. We're going to die in Myrtle Grove.
The number of conspiratorial wing nut, tinfoil hat stuff that's out there, humanity never disappoints. I mean, humanity never disappoints if your expectation is crazy. If you expect crazy, just, you know, you'll get it.
See,
just wait around.
I'm just glad this is happening at 1:20 p.m. and not 1:20 a.m., right?
Yeah. Amen, brother. Go ahead.
And the you remember the woman that brought Lady Gaga's stolen dogs to a police station in L.A. back in 2021?
I remember the theft. I don't remember the woman, but okay.
Well, apparently she's not going to be getting that $500,000 reward money that was promised for it. Now, if you don't remember the robbery and the theft of the dogs itself, Lady Gaga's dog walker was robbed. He was shot. He wasn't just robbed at gunpoint. He was shot. The two dogs were taken. She had promised a $500,000 reward. Well, apparently the woman who took the dogs and returned them to the police had unclean hands, according to the judge. I don't know that they went as far as to say
she was complicit in the crime, not that she had mud on her fingers, right?
Yeah, something of that nature, yeah.
So she's not going to collect because she's a part of it. Okay. All right. Good lesson there for you, would-be criminals. Don't. I think that's the advice. David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. This is just weird things, okay? Just weird things that I pick up when I'm reading the internet every day. And I found this one yesterday. Military.com is a great website. I'd love to read their stuff for all the military. Particularly, they're good on, you know, aviation-type things. And quick test for you. Okay, Candy, you ready to fail a test? So angry at me.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you hints in the run-up here. You ready? Mm-hmm. The F-35.
Is a plane.
Great. Yeah, exactly right. The F-35 is made for the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines.
Okay.
Okay, because they're the ones who fly these jets. And so, therefore, it has how many variants?
Three.
That's right. A, B, and C. But no, there are 14. I found. I didn't know that. Because of all of the generations of it and which packages and which batches they're made in. And so part of the problem is maintenance has to be kind of tied to which variant of the variants that they're working on. And it makes it more difficult because to fix each of them because the type of the work needed fluctuates so much. And so one of the problems that we're running into with F-35 maintenance is the fact that there's so many different variants of the variants, apparently. So just as a little note, you know, this whole like concurrent design, build it while you fly it, while you figure out what you want to build, while you figure out what you want to fly. I'm not sure that's the process we're going to use a lot of times going forward, but yeah, you know, I'm just me, right? Okay, will people be thrown off by the EAS test this afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's going to be the speaker? Got any guesses?
You.
Donald Trump? He's probably disqualified
Donald
for
Trump,
being under
know.
Indictment. I say Steve Scalise. That'd be my best guess. And when will we finally get all of the recycling bins collected?
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.